even. Welcome to Shut Up Bentley, another fantastic episode. I am your host, Samantha Bentley, and I am joined today by the creator of the Juniland universe, Mr. Mr. Dick Avery, and also Electra Blue, who is filming me right now.
Sorry, I was Snapchatting.
Well, I don't get Snapchat.
Say I don't hi. Either. I still don't know how it works.
Samantha Bentley. Woo!
Okay. What up? Okay, so today we're going to talk about things that annoy us, which is my favorite topic because I love to complain, being British, which is like what we're really good at. We all like to moan.
That's like a big thing in your Britain, culture.
We're miserable. We like to complain. It rains a lot. Fuck the world. That kind of shit.
Everybody hates everybody.
Yeah.
Life sucks. It's gray.
Yeah. And then I come here and everyone's all like fucking sunshine.
Have a good day.
Fuck and you. I'm like, what do you want from me, motherfucker? Okay. So, I mean, should we just go around the table and say things that annoy us? Or
sure.
Alphabetically?
Alphabetically.
Things that annoy me beginning with the letter A. ants.
Me or...
What do you annoy? What do you annoy? What annoys you?
I can't fucking stand it when guys text me, do you miss me?
Oh my God.
I do that all the time.
That's so...
It's so annoying. If I missed you, I'd fucking text you. I miss you. Don't ask me if I miss you. Because what do you want me to say? Fuck no.
Oh my God.
Don't fucking ask me.
Can
that.
I tell you? I text Audrey. Do you miss me? She'll text
you
back.
You do that fuck to off. Everyone. No. You're like, when they mean tell
that's
me.
My,
that's why do you have to say, do you miss me? Why don't you just say, I miss you?
I actually don't say it. I just go miss me with a question mark. And I always say it because it's my...
You do like that.
You need the reassurance.
It's my creative way of just saying hello. Because I'm too annoyed just to say hello. Even though that's what I really mean.
Or miss you.
Yeah, I do miss yous as well.
Miss you is way better than you miss me.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you.
There's one.
Speaking of annoying text, but I also hate, like, you know, like...
I hate when people say literally.
Oh my God, I literally can't. I hate when dudes text you and you don't reply, like they'll be like, hey, and you don't reply and then they'll just like keep texting. Or like, for example, the other night I got this message on WhatsApp and it was a number I didn't recognize and I'm like, who is this? And it was some producer from the UK and he's like, send me a picture. And I'm like, why? And he's like, just come on. He's like, I'm horny. And I'm like, dude, no. Fuck off. Like, first of all, I'm not even entirely sure who you are. Like, yeah, your name rings a bell, but
yeah, no. And you think you got it like that?
Yeah, and it's like, second of all, you're some fucking twatty producer. And third of all, like, why the fuck would I send you a picture? I don't like you. Yeah. If I wanted to fuck you, I would. And then I was like, I'm seeing someone. He's like, send me a picture of you sucking his dick. And it's like, go oh kill yourself, please. Yeah.
Really?
Kill yourself. Please, please.
It's so weird. I would never in a million years seriously ask stupid things like that.
Yeah, and then he was like sending me like emojis.
Girls send me pictures all the time, but I just think it's all fun and games to me. I don't take shit seriously, so.
I also hate it when like dudes that you don't even want to like fuck or hang out with, like they send you these texts with like a million emojis. Or they send you dick pics. Like that you don't respond
that's
and they
the
send
worst.
Dick pics.
I wrote a whole blog post about dick pics. I just,
yeah.
It's
like, I don't know. I have what? A big collection of this.
Like, what do you think I want to see your dick for, though, bro? Did I ask for this? Like, the dude
tell her what you tell her what you're doing right now.
Well, I switched it up.
Right now. Tell her what you did.
Because I would go on radio with Alexis, and I would tell my fans because we were getting so many dick pics. We want to start like a dick pic coffee table book with all the best ones. We're totally doing it. I have a bunch
of
saved.
Oh my God. I'm submitting. I've got loads as well.
You got some? Yeah, I'm assuming you do.
My favorites are the flaccid ones. I'm like, what am I seeing?
But I was like, because I get so many, I'm like, I got to have fun with it. So I'm like, if you're going to send me jerk off videos and dick pics, I'm like, this is what you need to do. You need to jerk off on a black towel so I can see how much you're coming. Come on a black towel. So I had like all these guys sending me black towel videos, and then like one guy was like, I went to Bed Bath and Beyond, I got a black towel, I haven't came on it yet, but I just want to know what you want me to do next. So good. So then I got my thrills out of that,
but like hashtag black towel.
And now
hashtag black towel.
And now I like the under the underwear boner pictures, so I'm getting those now.
Do you know what? That turns me on so much. I mean, not like random dudes, but like my dude.
When he grabs it like that. Oh my God.
I haven't had sex with my dude for like nearly a month now. And I'll be on FaceTime to him and he'll be like in his boxers. And I can see his dick.
It drives me
girl,
fucking insane.
I can't even.
My dude was just doing it the other day. I was driving and he's just grabbing. I'm like, don't do that. Because his friend's, like, sitting in the back. I don't have self-control. So
I'm like, don't do that.
And he's just like, he's like, what do you mean that? And he's like, grabbing. I'm like, ugh. And he filmed me. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like,
I literally can't even.
Exactly. It's so fucking hot.
No.
I know. And like,
so that, wait. So what part of that is annoying?
None of that. Oh, what's annoying is like when you can't have it. It's annoying
when he's playing with it in front of me and I can't suck it.
Like, yeah, it's not fair. It's like annoying being on FaceTime to the dude that you really, 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 really would literally cut off a limb to fuck. Yeah. And he's there 5,000 miles away with his dick hard. And I'm like...
Yeah. Just fuck me.
Yeah.
You guys are so bad.
I know.
So bad. Word on the street.
Exactly.
Earlier things that annoy me. Noisy eaters.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just rude. It's that you have no manners, you have no self awareness.
Do you ever tell someone just to stop or point it out to them?
Like yesterday.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I told him, shut the fuck up. Well, he was chomping eyes. He's like... And my friend's like, dude, you're chewing that like an asshole. I'm like, yeah, shut the fuck up back there. I'm glad you said something.
Like my one of my best friends in the world that I'm staying with here in your sunny state, she's my best friend from back home. I've known her for 11 years. She is the noisiest eater I've... Like, I can hear her in the next room.
Mm-hmm, and it's worse.
But like, and I about a million times I'm like, do you know how audibly you eat? And she's like, yeah, I know. And she finds it really funny. I'm like, no, it's not funny. And she was like, oh, my dad as well, like, we just eat really loudly. And I'm like, so do something about it.
Figure it out. Yeah,
because it's like, I love her so much, but when she eats, I want to put her head through a wall.
Yeah. Like, my sister, she bites her fork.
Ooh.
Oh no!
No!
That makes me actually want to vomit a little bit.
Every time. I'm like, don't do that.
I'm kind of a bit like. Unless I'm listening to really, really, really loud music, I can't eat in the same room as her.
The things that annoy me are all like noise related, like barking dogs. My neighbor's dog so won't shut the fuck up. Or
anything
like,
that's
like
preventing me from sleep.
Yeah, but snoring. For me, the things that really annoy me these days is all noise related. Like just, you know, just noise. Like, I just want peace and quiet. Like,
anything that's continuous as well, that it's like, but continuous without rhythm as well. Because if something has a rhythm, for example, a ticking clock, I can deal with it because I can tune in.
Yeah.
But if you're dealing with like,
car alarms.
Yeah, car alarms. Or for example, a barking dog that it starts barking, it stops. It starts again. You don't know when it's going to start again. Yeah, so you're like, it's like you're kind of listening for it.
Yeah.
You're like.
Do porn agents annoy you?
Yeah. Pretty much. I'm going to make you don't own me and I make you your money. So how about you suck my dick, you fucking cunt.
Does America's Customs Department annoy you?
Okay. No, she loves them.
Okay.
Yes, no one from American Customs will be listening. But yeah, no. we love the customs.
Now tell me, does loud music annoy you?
That depends. If it's shit loud music, yes. And do you know what else I really hate is like, I don't know if people do this here, I'm sure that they do, but in London, like these kids, they'll come on the bus and they'll do this. Like they'll listen to music on their phone, but not in headphones, just like
loud.
Yeah, like so they'll be like this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But like it's kind of like it's never as clear as this. It's like
shitty.
But like that. It sounds why are you doing that? Buy some fucking headphones, you little shithead. Now have
those
off.
Exactly. No, but I it's so funny. Around here, people all have headphones. You don't really get people to play their music out loud.
They just sit there and they listen to their shitty music and on their phone, and they hold their phone in front of them like they think they're a threatening gangster. And it's like, you are a little boy. I will fucking hit you.
Yeah. I'll shank you with the iPhone.
I'll punch you upside the head. Don't even think that I won't, because I will.
So what is do you find in England, especially, like you said, it's a culture that gets
annoyed. We are miserable.
Yeah. What else annoys people in England? Like, is it
the
monarchy?
No, we don't care about that because they don't really do anything. Right. I'm gonna go with like one thing that we do in England is we all talk about the weather. No matter what the weather is, we have to talk about it. And also, England can't really process anything that isn't slightly cold, slightly damp, and like mild. So like if there's too much rain, everything goes into like chaos. If there's snow, everything goes into chaos. A little bit of ice, chaos. Slightly too cold, chaos. Too hot, chaos. Heat wave. Anything above 20 degrees, heat wave. Oh my God, it's a panic. We're all going to dehydrate and die. Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
so we it's just, every day the end of the yeah, world?
A little bit windy, fuck. It's a fucking tornado out there. Don't go outside. Don't. Because the cars are flying off the road right now. Shit is getting real.
It's hitting the fan.
Shit is getting real. It's mildly windy outside.
It's like I walked outside, I felt a breeze, and I had to run back yeah. inside.
Like, I will never forget once. It was like the best week ever, though. It was like when I was at school. School was cancelled for the week because it was too hot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it wasn't even hot. Like, I mean, for example,
too hot.
I wish.
Like
I
about
was say, growing up in Texas,
yeah, like Arizona. You guys, basically, it's like an average January day here yeah. in LA, and that's too hot. In England, we're like, global, gotta cancel everything.
Global warming.
In Arizona, it gets up to like 118. Those little kids still have to go to school.
118. We ain't never had that.
Yeah,
got up to 100.
Still have to go to school. Still have to go to work.
Yeah, the hottest I've ever been is 116. I think is the hottest I ever went.
Yeah, 118 is mine. 118.
114.
Well, it makes me laugh because you see like extreme heat in like other places, and you see extreme cold. Like, you know, when I flew in to Chicago, it was -8. So I don't know what that is in wait, is right. it Fahrenheit or centigrade? I don't know, that is centigrade,
but that's still.
It was -8 in, for me.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So what would that be for you? Like -40?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And I'm like, we complain when we get a little, like at the moment in England, I'd say it's like, it's probably zero. It's yeah. like, it's freezing. And they're like, oh, it's the end of the world. You know, everyone's like, oh, school's cancelled. And like, there's a little tiny bit of snow. Like it's about half an inch deep. And they're like, oh, shit, extreme weather conditions in England.
I always found that England, all the times I've been there, I find it's like they, as a culture, because I was letting you talk about it, but my experience is that they do find just, they have to find something to bitch about. Like whether yeah. it's music or sports, what TV, whatever, they it's this natural thing of your culture.
Like natural love to hate.
Yeah.
Naturally love to hate. I think everybody loves to hate.
We're all very cynical. Yeah. You know, the glass is always half empty.
Right.
Which is...
But I don't think America's half full type of country either though anymore.
I think it's just half.
I don't think there's a glass in America.
There's a glass.
Exactly. So
it's just spillage.
So what other annoying things? We got a couple minutes here.
Oh my God, so many things. Such annoy.
I'll tell you another thing that annoys me, and maybe because you drive here in LA, you don't drive, but people who don't use their fucking turn signals, and they're in front of me, and then they slow down. But they're stupid. It's like, dude, I have literally done this where I've pulled up to somebody and they had their window down, and they didn't use their turn signal, and they cut me off, and I'll roll down my windows. Excuse me, nice car. Does it come with a turn signal? And they kind of look at me like going, oh shit. Like, it's like you just, they don't use their turn signals. Well, LA traffic is annoying in general.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, traffic is annoying in general anyway. Like, London has got as bad, if not worse than LA when it comes to traffic, which is fucking.
Well, central
epic.
London is, it's crazy, right? You can't even drive.
Like, you might as well not even. things that, Valley Girls.
Oh, God.
Camrys and minivans.
Really?
Can't even.
Minivans, yeah, are kind of annoying.
And Camrys.
Why Camrys?
I feel like only fucking idiots drive Camrys. Hopefully nobody drives Camry.
I just bought a Camry.
Maybe it's just in LA, or I just haven't run into Camrys.
The Prius bothers me because everybody who drives a Prius like seems to drive slower than the traffic is going. They never.
Camrys are slower than Priuses.
Wow, that's bad.
I don't know about cars.
Much, yeah,
but I'm going to agree. Yeah, must be shit.
Do you, Alexa? Do you find? I mean, you drive around and stuff like that, and you drive like downtown, you drive Valley. I mean, do you notice too that how like just doesn't matter what the time of day is, there's just fucking
always
traffic.
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter.
It's kind of.
There's traffic on the way here.
Yeah. But it's like, it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. I don't even go on the 405 anymore.
It's so congested. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Girl, I can't even.
Do you like Uber?
Do you know what? I used to love Uber, but do you know what I have been finding annoying? Uber drivers that don't know where the fuck they're going.
They're going anymore. Yeah. The fucking guy didn't know how to get to LAX. I'm like, really? You don't know how to get to LAX? Wow. I'm like, let me out of the fucking car.
Or my favorite is when, like, they try, like, for example, whenever I come here, they'll, like, drive past and I'm like, it's back there. And they're like, no, I look for it. And it's like, no, it's back there. And he's like, that's not the number you gave me. And I'm like, oh my God, I know where I'm going. You fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've been here a gazillion times. You haven't. Please just kill yourself.
It was nice at first, but now they're just idiots. Now yeah. I'm like,
the other day, speaking of annoying Uber drivers, like, there was this one guy who was bragging to me that he used to be Kelly Osbourne's drug dealer. And I'm like, great, I'm going to give you a bad review now because that's just the dumbest thing to brag about, that you used to sell drugs to a celebrity. Good for you.
In Texas, I went to the airport and it was $225 my Uber ride.
Oh my
From
God.
Downtown?
Yeah, because, in Texas, I went from Mesquite, which is like basically coming from Hollywood to the airport. Right. It's like 20 minutes. But I went to the Lovefield airport on accident. And we had to go to the DFW airport, and it is $223.
Yeah, but that's not your fault. This happened to me the other day, didn't it? With I wanted to go to Malibu from North Hollywood. Mm. And
you ended up in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, he took me to Manhattan Beach, and he was like, oh, we're nearly there. And I'm like, we're definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not. And he's like, this is the address you gave me. And it was like, basically, it's a 227 on the road, and I'm like, no. 22007. It's 22,000 houses the other way. Fucking dick. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, I told you Malibu, not Manhattan Beach. And then he's like, okay. And he stopped the ride. Like, he was actually really good. He stopped the ride and he was like, I'm going to take you where you want to go because this is my mistake. Yeah. Starts driving. And I'm following on Google Maps and I'm like, bro, where are you going? Like, starts going towards, where did I go? Long Beach Airport. Right. So he's still going in the wrong way.
He's still going south.
It took me 3.5 hours to get from North Hollywood to Malibu.
Oh my God. Was it a zillion dollars?
No, because he stopped the ride. I paid $40, but that fucked his day up.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
He was a good one because I was like, you need to take me where I need to go. And he was like, yeah, this is my mistake.
God.
Yeah, I got out of the Uber. I was like, let me out. And then I left my purse and I was like, come back. And she had to come back.
All right. Well, let's end this annoying, because we could bitch and complain for days.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. Let's do an annoying fuck, marry, kill.
They're all annoying.
I know that, but that's the key to it. It's about but being good annoying.
Okay, go on then.
You ready? Because you guys are such pains in the ass, I'll make a tough one for you now. Fuck, marry, kill. Asa, Kira, Phoenix, Marie, Nikki, Benz.
I mean, I'd marry Phoenix, I'd fuck Asa, and I'd kill Nikki. Or would I? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep that.
Okay.
Mm.
It's like, who are you not going to run into? And nobody listens, so you don't have to worry about it.
Fuck Asa, kill Phoenix, marry Nikki.
I'm telling Phoenix.
She killed me in a marry fuck kill too before, so it's fine.
Exactly.
The only one I know really personally is Phoenix, and I mean Asa and Nikki. I don't know. I'd fuck or
Maybe
kill.
Maybe marry Phoenix and kill Nikki.
Yeah.
That's what I did as well. No, fuck Asa.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I would do. I mean, Nikki's a sweetheart and everything, but
I find her Instagram really annoying.
But she's Canadian. She's Canadian, and I don't like Canadians. So
I don't mind them.
Casual racism. Basically, now it's time to piss
Wrap
off.
It up.
So
the entire country.
Yeah. Wait a sec. How do I finish this? Oh yeah. where do we find you, Miss Electra Blue?
You can find me on Twitter, .com/ClubElectraBlue, Instagram @QueenBeeLife, and Snapchat MissBadGirlBlue.
You can find me www.bearbentley.com, part of the Julaland universe. If you want to go see other girls, then you go julaland.com, mate. And I'm on Instagram, TheBadBentley, and Twitter @Bad_Bentley. I think that's everything. Yeah. So, bye.
Yay, bye.